my listening friends. So glad you've joined me for this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. The weekend is just around the corner, and hopefully you're going to allow God to work in and through your situation or circumstance today. I have two special guests in the studio with me. Nancy Miller, a close friend. You've heard Nancy's voice on the air, and you've heard Nancy and Jim testify to how God has had them a part of our radio ministry for a number of years through trips to Israel, through volunteer efforts, through just being great, good old friends of ours. We've been in the same Sunday school class for so many years, attend the same church. Jim serves on the Great News Radio board, so many of you have heard us talk about Jim and Nancy Miller and their sons Paul and Peter, and now their ever-expanding family with one grandchild and who knows, maybe others on the way. I'm not a prophet, so I won't forecast any of that. But anyways, I have Nancy Miller in the studio with me, but I know, Nancy Miller, that your friend Nancy also goes by Z. She's originally from China, and she's going to share some of her faith story. So it's exciting to hear how God uses unique circumstances and people to draw others to himself. And Nancy, I think you're going to begin with a special couple scripture readings on behalf of Z. We're going to call you Z for now, Nancy. So we have Nancy Miller and Z Lou here in the studio. So we'll begin with Nancy reading some favorite verses of Z.
I'm happy to read some of Z's favorite verses that are very meaningful to her. The first are from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And a few more favorites are from Romans 5. It says, "Rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." From Romans 5, 3 through 5.
Well, Nancy, I know this past Saturday you called me up and said, "Are you going to be in Sunday school? Are you going to be in church this Sunday? Because I have a friend that I want you to meet. She's interested in knowing a little about trips to Israel, and she has a phenomenal and interesting and exciting God-honoring story to share." And so because of circumstances, we kind of just cross paths, and I didn't get to meet up with you, Z, but Nancy was so encouraged by your story and the fact that you were here visiting from California and were in the area again. And so share some of your faith story. But Nancy, you, I guess, were used of God some years ago to really help Z find a job, start learning the English language. You befriended her. I know Z and I just briefly talked, and she said you have been used of God in many different ways. So tell us a little about how you first met up with Z.
Well, one of the main things is just in life, be available.
Mm-hmm.
Be available to the Lord, because you just never know what he has in store for you. And years ago, I wonder what year was that, Z?
I came to the United States 1989, January 1st. So I started my new life in a new country on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. And at the time, you had no knowledge of English. You spoke Chinese, and I think at the time you were coming to the University of Illinois, and that's where your husband was a student.
Right.
Right. So he was a student, and he came here first and was here about a semester, and then it was time that Z could join him. So we had become his host family, and so when Z came, she was part of our family too. And the poor thing, she couldn't speak hardly any English. And we were happy to befriend her.
Now tell us about that first time you're going to share an American dinner with her. Like, what was going on during that time?
Well, Z was very Chinese, had never been to America. As I say, we couldn't communicate by way of the English language yet. And we were happy to have her and her husband over for an American dinner. Well, of course, I cook something like pot roast, potatoes, and carrots. Just a typical American meal. But that's nothing like what Z's typical Chinese meal would be like. In a Chinese dish, the cook would cut up everything finely. You eat with chopsticks. And Americans, the person who's eating has to do it themselves. You know, you got to use your knife and fork. And that was totally foreign to Z.
So, Z, you're sitting here at this dinner table, and you're trying to be polite, and, you know, there's a communication barrier, but you know how to extend smiles and thank yous. What was it like? You're looking at these utensils and thinking, this is a big piece of meat in front of me. What is this for the whole family? Do I share this? I mean, what was that like for you, looking back in hindsight 16 or 17 years ago?
Yes. So I just remember, you know, we could not really communicate. We had to use dictionary to communicate with each other. And the food was so foreign to me. I don't think I ate much. I went home hungry that night. I'm sorry, I never told you before.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And let me jump in here. Nancy, everything Nancy cooks, at least from my perspective, is tasty and good.
Oh,
I never turned down an opportunity to go to the
Nancy
Miller's.
Nancy's a great cook, but back then I just didn't know how to, you know, appreciate American food. Yes, I didn't know how to eat them.
Now, at the time, you grew up in a Buddhist home.
Well, I grew up in communist country, so my parents, all my uncles and my auntie, everybody in my family, they're communist party members. So, you know, I really never had any contact with Christianity, never seen a Bible, never went to church. All the communist country, there's a very famous song, it's called 国际歌, international song. And if you are from any one of these communist countries, you will know it. People from Russia know it. People from East Europe know it. And there's a very famous line in that song. It says, there's no God in this world, and you have to save yourself by doing everything yourself. We grow up singing that song.
So what point did you start to entertain the idea that there might be a God? I mean, at the time, were you just, I don't know if you would say without hope, but you just kind of lived your life, and how did God become real or alive in you?
Well, you know, I kept daily journal when I was back in China, and when I, you know, when I have time and I read all my journals, it seemed to me, you know, my life was pretty full, interesting back then, but back then, I always felt this kind of emptiness and a void. And I want you to go abroad. And I think, you know, God always loved me, even though when I never knew him. He always loved me. He always wanted me to know him. I had this, like, a vision when I was very young. I would go very, very far. I didn't know where I would go, but I always had this, like, a vision. I will go very, very far. So I studied very hard. And after I came here, I met Nancy and the whole family. And, you know, Nancy was like an angel sent by God, very kind, very patient, even though I didn't know any English. You know, she was very kind and giving me a home away from home, basically. And I met, you know, other wonderful Christians, my Professor Gallerud and his wife. They reached out to me. And Bob Wardoff, they had a campus ministry. And Ruth, I think they were doing some campus ministry,
right,
too.
Right, Ruth Krabiel and her husband, Dave.
So they all, you know, tried to tell me about, you know, Christianity, and they tried to read the Bible with me, and Nancy started first. But back then, it was very hard for me to comprehend the concept of God. The Chinese people believe seeing is believing. I remember in one of our Bible studies, I asked people the question, if there's a God, please tell me where is him? What's the address? You know, I don't see him. I don't feel him. And I was very resistant. I think I asked so many tough questions. Nobody wanted to study a Bible with me anymore.
But obviously, Nancy, you knew that God was calling you to continue to befriend her and to reach out and extend love. And I know Bob Wadoff and the Krabiels, I mean, they just have a real heart for internationals and sharing Jesus. So over time, did the scriptures seem to start making more sense, or did this man that maybe you didn't at the time think was God or the Son of God, Jesus, did he become more appealing?
Oh, yeah. Actually, as I look at my life, I see very clearly God really loved me, and God had a great plan for me, and he guided me. And, you know, when I came to the United States, most of the Chinese students I know, they studied engineer, like a library science, computer, law, medicine. I was the only Chinese student in the School of Social Work program. I don't know why, I just wanted to study. I met somebody from this Bible study. They were studying social work. They're from Taiwan. And I said, wow, that sounds cool. I want to study social work. And many of my, you know, friends, they were working in restaurants, you know, part-time to help to support them financially. But Nancy got me a job in this tiny little nursing home called Urbana Nursing Home. Back then, I couldn't even do the application form.
I think you had Nancy come in. She filled it all out, and then you just kind of signed your name
Nancy
to it.
Yeah, Nancy said, Z, sign here, please. That's how I got my first job in healthcare. And that's how I started my healthcare career. And God used me to help to build up a very successful company in California.
Yeah, because you went on to get your degree and then your master's.
In social work. And then I got a master in business administration. And then I got recruited by this Chinese, you know, business owner to join her company, and I helped her to build up a very successful home healthcare company in California.
Yeah, and I think at one point you were serving down near Arkansas or in the South, and it's like, wow, here's a Chinese person, didn't know any of the language. Yeah. You know, you're growing somewhat accustomed to our culture and our situation. Yeah. These Christians are coming around you and witnessing to you, sharing God's love. And and then you must be at some point along the lines praying, God, direct me or lead me? Is this where you would have me? Because as Nancy tells it, it's like, oh, Mark, she's so wonderful and how God's using her in the healthcare field. And and you mentioned now you have a successful business or ministry out in California. So was there others that kind of helped you begin to understand the Bible? Was there a point where you said, Jesus, I now recognize who you are. I need you as a Savior. Come into my life. Did the Scriptures take on new meaning? Or how did you grow to learn and love the Scriptures?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I worked as a medical social worker. And as a medical social worker, you have, you know, you help patients, you help family. I deal with problems all the time, all day long, and it can be very, very challenging. You know, I'm a foreigner. I don't know American culture very well. I don't speak English very well. So it's not very easy. But I had a coworker, and she was a very faithful Christian, occupational therapist from Hong Kong. And I see her. You know, she just seems so different from everybody else. She had this incredible serenity about her. It doesn't matter what kind of a problem we face, she's always very calm, very kind, and she has this incredible inner strength. So she would invite me to go to church with her every Sunday. And Chinese people are very faithful to their friends. So I said, oh, yeah, she's my friend. I'll go wherever she wants me to go. So I go with her to her. I started going to church with her every Sunday, faithfully.
Now, was this in English, this church service? Was it a mixed church, like a Chinese church?
It's an American church.
Okay, okay.
So I started going to her church for several years. And then I started praying. And I started reading the Bible. And the more I read, the more I pray. And the more, you know, God answers my prayer, the more, you know, the stronger my faith became. It kind of gradually, gradually, you know, began to realize, God is real. And God is a loving God, very compassionate God.
And it's interesting for you to come from a background like no God, you have to do it all on your own, to this realization that there's this sovereign God, this omnipotent, all-knowing, all-powerful, that cares about the individual and that cared very specifically about you. That must have been not only heartwarming, but reassuring and affirming. And even when you went to sleep at night, to know that he cared for you. And I share that because hopefully that's true of almost everyone tuned in, that they recognize God loves them, that God cares for them, that no matter what they've done, what heartache they've caused or sins or misdeeds or botched up life, God's a God of new starts. He's a redemptive God that'll work through all those hurts and trials and tribulations, not only to refine us, but to make us better identify with others and to care. Now, have you ever done a spiritual gift inventory to see if maybe God had wired you to have that gift to serve, to reach out, to empathize with people?
Actually, because, you know, Nancy was a great host family to me, so I've decided to, you know, to give back to the community. And I've become like a host family too through a university program. And I've helped many visiting Chinese delegates from China. And I got very close to some of them. And, you know, I've shared, you know, I've shared Bible stories with them, and I've taken them to church. And actually, this friend of mine is a mayor for this very big city. And one time, he was able to quote me this like scripture from the Bible. I was very, very impressed.
Now, you were mentioning you're back in California, because there's a number of Chinese in California. And so does some of your health services company reach out to the Chinese or the general population or just whoever has the need?
Well, we have a niche market there. We solve primarily Asian elderly and Vietnamese elderly, Filipino elderly. 60% of our client population Asian elderly. And as a medical social work, I met so many wonderful elderly people from China, from Vietnam, from Philippines, and they've told me so many wonderful stories. God gave me the opportunity to reach out to them, help them to get a menu program. One of the, I remember this one elderly Chinese lady, she was suicidal, and the doctor didn't know what to do with her. And she, you know, set her up with the home health care services, and I was her social worker, and I visited her, you know, quite a few times, and got to know her very, very, very well. Her story was very touching. She got well, and she even wrote a poem in honor of me. I still have that poem.
Well, I love the concept. I mean, we need our missionaries. We need to support those that go overseas and serve. But how oftentimes God can bring that international student, that foreigner, we'll call it, to these lands, introduce them to our culture, invite them into our American homes, bless them, hopefully point them towards God, towards that relationship with Jesus, and then who more effectively to go back and to return to their own people than a Chinese person that can reach out to the Chinese, or someone from India that can go back to India. And so, Nancy, thank you for the calling that God has had on you and Jim's life to reach out to internationals. But I know that's one of the most effective means, is all these capable, gifted internationals from all over the world, in our case at the University of Illinois, that come to the campus. Many of them are the cream of the crop. They're the best students. They're the most talented from their country. They're the top 1% of 1%. They come to the university. They study, 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 and oftentimes they're never invited into an American's home because, first and foremost, they got to make great grades and achieve. But when you extend love and care, that relationship builds, and then there's that opportunity, open door to share Jesus. And what a neat story, Z, for you to be befriended by Nancy, to receive that, and then to seek God on your own, and then to now even have a ministry through your health care services to others and to these internationals from China other countries that are coming.
And I've met some very, very high-level Chinese politicians. Normally, they would never go to church. They would never go to a Bible study because, you know, it's not good for their political career. They're so high-level. But I was able to get them to go with me. I took quite a few of them. To churches, you know, to Sunday services, to Bible studies. It's normally you cannot get them go.
What I've had the opportunity, I've worked with some international students. I can't remember the program. I haven't done it for a year, but I had a couple of Chinese bankers that came to the University of Illinois, and they paired me up with them. So I took them out to restaurants and took them to assembly hall events and took them kayaking and just shared some of my life. And then I shared some of the, what I'll call the American culture, why we celebrate Easter, why we celebrate Christmas. And that way, it was a way of giving them an understanding without being overly religious. these are American holidays, and it's kind of a unique way. So I share that with our listeners that if you get an international into your home that's unfamiliar with some of our customs, you don't have to go right into the Bible scriptures and state this is in the Bible. Just subtly share some of the American cultures, love on them, care for them, and allow God to open up that door of opportunity for them to ask, why are you different? Well, I can see by the smile on your face, Z, and the spirit in your heart that you're a follower of the Lord Jesus, and you want to extend kind of that message to those you meet. So we'll be praying you up. We have a great radio listening family that are good prayer warriors, so we'll pray that you'll have that opportunity to lead many Chinese or those that are under your healthcare business to just know God's love as you serve, as you have oversight of this organization and this ministry. And thank you, Nancy, too, for the ways you're serving.
Well, our pleasure, that's for sure. And, well, I guess we could go on and on, but no time for that. I just felt like this past weekend when Z was visiting, her nephew also came to visit as long as Z could come to Illinois and be here from California. Well, the nephew lives in Indiana now, going to school, and I feel like we have another new family member. He went to church with us the first time in his life ever going to church. He's been to the United States for about 6 months now, going to school, working on his master's in sports management. And it was just a lot of fun getting to know him. But it's the easiest thing to be able to just reach out and share our life with someone new.
Yeah, simple as befriending someone and then have a listening ear to have them share. Or like you said, when you and Z first met up, you literally had to pull out a dictionary and just work from word to word. And it's kind of fun when you have to have that challenge and yet you communicate through your eyes, through the nonverbals, through body language and just being compassionate and caring and extending love. And I think that's kind of the message God has laid out for all of us, that we would extend his love as he's extended love for us. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Be in prayer for Z and her work out there in California and for all the international students that come here to the University of Illinois or to Parkland College or for any of our community colleges or those that serve maybe in healthcare or maybe in restaurants. Extend that grace and love to them and then pray that God will give you an opportunity to share the good news message of Jesus. Well, before I close out, a week from this Sunday, so May 6th at the U of I Assembly Hall, the Tony-winning Best Musical, In the Heights, is coming to the U of I Assembly Hall. That's Sunday, May 6th at 7 p.m. And right now, the third caller at 217-367-7777 will get a pair of tickets during the morning edition of Mark and Friends and at this point in the program when this re-airs tonight. So that's two tickets to In the Heights, and that's a 2008 Tony Award-winning Best Musical. It's funny, moving, uplifting, and it's a show about a community of hardworking immigrants seeking a better life and trying to find their place, their home, in their new country. So right now, the third caller at 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.